So we're gonna get your imagination going a bit. All right. Pretend that I just came from Indonesia and you have never met me before. So in Indonesia, if you wear batik, this is batik. It's official. All right, I'm formal. If I wear batik, listen. Okay. Saya dari Indonesia. So my English is not so good, so please forgive me. It's interesting, you know. I come all the way from Indonesia and you have this influencing community. It's a confirmation because today I want to talk to you how we in Indonesia influence the community that we are part of. We do not bring people to our church community. What we try to do is there's already natural community in Indonesia that we sort of say, Lord, I'm in this student community. I'm in this kampung. Kampung means village. I'm in this workplace. I'm hanging out with this gangster. And, you know, down the street, there's prostitute. So we ask the question, because we are light of the world, we are salt of the earth. So it is appropriate that we should influence community, not just one or two. If you remember Acts 1:8, he said, the power of the Holy Spirit will come, and you're going to be witnesses. So we just try to do the witnessing thing. You know, we find out Jerusalem, and then we go to Judea. And some of us are a bit more brave because Samaria is not, you know, they don't like Christians. So we go to Samaria, you know. And some of us got the opportunity to go even further. Because in Indonesia, there's 17,000 islands. Wow. That's only those counted. So we go here and there, everywhere. And then in Indonesia, even though we all a bit brown and short and handsome, but there's many different type of people. So we move into their community. You know, you probably know because you Australian are very smart. In Indonesia, there's 300 million people. In Jakarta alone, I was told, sorry, I know because I'm Indonesian, there's 33 million. A bit bigger than Australia, I think. But the size is smaller than Sydney. 33 million. And that's why the city is sinking. Too many. Yes, really. In Indonesia, women are not supposed to speak. That's just Indonesia. So communities, all right? Our Father is very community. That's why you have Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. So God made us into community. So we seek out those community that God wants us to be witnesses. So in community, we found out people gather because of same background, you know, food. So common background, very easy. You know, I'm sure, you know, if I were to say, oh, all white people look alike, you're probably like, nah, I'm from Eastern Europe or I'm from, you know. Same thing with yours. You always say Asian are all alike. We're not. We're very different. So common background, one thing. And then the other one is common interest. You know, people who gather for food, you know, like Pastor Maria say. So you gather for food or you gather for sewing, you know, or movies or drama. So common interest. And then the other third one is common cause. So sometimes, again, you all don't know, but a lot of Muslim in Indonesia, they're not very happy. So they're trying LGBTQ, you know, and they're trying this, they're trying that. So we join the community there. You know, we go into the LGBTQ, the Muslim trying to work out things. We like, yeah, love is not love. There's difference. So we join them. We don't criticize them. We don't judge them. So we ask, seek, and knock at opportunity how we can be their friends. Jesus came, isn't it, as a friend of sinners. So we just do that. And then within that, some people are like, but you're different. I thought you like same sex. No, no, no. I'm what's the big word? Heterosexual. You know, I have a wife. One wife. You have to specify that. Because in Muslim country, you can have four wives. And then if you are really, really good, you go to heaven and have 72 virgins. Who doesn't want to be Muslim? Not going there. Let's go to the next slide, yeah? Next slide. Okay. This is Pastor Maria sang the song. Speak Jesus. The supremacy of Christ. So I only have time to share two scripture, all right? So I read out there. Maybe I'll get my wife. Sorry, not my wife. Pastor Maria to read out, please.
Paul, an apostle, which is a person sent of Jesus Christ by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother, to the saints and faithful brothers and sisters in Christ and who are at Colossae. Grace to you and peace from God our Father.
So Colossians is all about supremacy of Christ. He is higher than all relationship. You know, some people say relationship with the heaven is better than Christ, or I got special angels or special deity, or some people like, oh, I'm really Jewish, therefore I got special relationship. No, 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 no. Christ is above that. All right? We need to understand that. So that's what Colossians try to open up. I got no time to share that, but I heard that teacher Simon is very good, so he might expound it sometimes. So the supremacy or preeminence, you know, before anything is Christ. Christ is before everything. So we need to understand that. Because in Colossae, I don't know about in Adelaide, but in some part of Indonesia, they're getting the doctrine wrong, you know. So it's very important. So Paul is writing to Colossae to say, hey, get your doctrine right. You know, don't believe in all these deities that people are coming up with, and you need these deities to help you and all that. No, no, no. Christ is enough. And then ethics and moral, you know, because we Indonesia like to do things the way we are told to do, you know, because there's so many Muslims, so that's why we follow the fasting. You know, we fast 30 days, you know, that kind of thing. Go to the mosque, we bow 5 times. But in Colossae, Paul is trying to say, no, 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 Jesus is enough. Not the rules or regulation, all that will not help you to get to heaven. Jesus is enough. So I want to share a personal thing. When I come to Adelaide, yeah? Haven't heard of Adelaide before. You know, Adelaide, so, you know, Sydney, yes, Brisbane, Melbourne, Adelaide, no. But Paul, same thing. Paul writing to Colossae. Colossae is an unimportant city. And Paul hasn't been there. So he's being sent, but in a letter. So I come here like a sent one, a messenger from Indonesia, from God's will. All right? So we have to be of Jesus by the will of God. And Timothy didn't come today, so sorry about that. To the saints and faithful brothers, very important, because in the early time, Paul actually write to the church, you know, the church of Thessalonica or the church at the Corinth, but he actually personalized it now and say the saints and the faithful brothers and sisters, which means sometimes brothers and sisters can be unfaithful, but this was a group of people that are faithful to God and to each other, and they're saints not because they did anything special, they just believe in God, and God say, you are one of me, holy. So very important to understand that. And it's in Christ and at Colossae. So you can be in Christ. I was in Christ in Jesus Christ in Jakarta. Now I'm in Christ in Adelaide. You know? So the physical where you are. It's not as important that you are in Christ, with Christ, and everywhere in Christ. Grace to you and peace from our God. Very, very important to understand. Everything is about grace. If you don't have grace, then you will try to use the law, which is not good enough. You know, you try to beat yourself to be holy. It's grace and peace. Peace of God, when you have it, everything seems to be okay. Even with the COVID, you know, missing out your formal, missing out on your bucks party, that kind of thing. You know, so the peace of God say, it's all right. In the Old Testament, they use the word shalom. Shalom is always like, may you walk in the peace of God. And through the Old Testament, they could not get peace. They tried this, they tried that. It didn't work. So Jesus then have to come full of grace and truth and say, now you will have peace. So grace leads to peace. Next slide, please, Sister Eve. Oh. So everywhere I go, I believe I have something to give. I'm not Paul, all right? I'm not Paul. But apostle is a sent one, a messenger. So if you're sent by God, you must believe. So when I come here and when I go to Jakarta, I'm from Palu and Lombok, I must believe I got something to give, particularly to the brothers and sisters. So I read this, eh? Actually, sorry. Pastor Maria, can you read, please?
For I long to see you so that I may impart some spiritual gift to you, that you may be established. That is, that I may be encouraged together with you while among you, each of us by the other's faith, both yours and mine.
Yeah. I'm speaking a bit funny. This is how Indonesians speak, eh? Very slow and steady. So when I was considering coming to Adelaide, so far, have to travel two plane, you know, two plane, and then transit. And then I remember Paul. He traveled even longer. You know, no plane that time, no complaint. So I have to stop complaining, you know. But the heart was, I got something to give to you. So I come to give you spiritual gift so that you are established. The word established is very important. It means your foundation is put in such a place that you can keep building up. Established. Very important. You know, your life, my family, my church, we all need to be established. So we need, again, the grace, the spiritual gift, charismata. I heard there's someone here called charis, grace. Grace give, you know. God give, grace give, so that you are established. But it's a mutual thing, you know. Hopefully I will get a mocha, then I'll get blessed by encouragement. All right? So it's wherever you go with a sense that I got something to give, I got something to give, receive. I want to share a bit about Indonesia now. Next slide, please. That's not Indonesia. Another one? Oh, yes. This is my friend Adi and Yosi. Adi and Yosi just love God. They just love God. All the packaging in front of them, they did it by themselves. They reach out to the community in the Muslim. They go to the Muslim community. No judgment. It's like, hey, what you doing? And then they see they got a bit of coffee. They say, hey, we can help you with the coffee plantation. If you plant certain way, we can buy it for you. And so that's how they help the community. They are influencing the community. And sometimes people will ask, but Adi and Ibu Yosi, why are you so good? Then they will say, because Jesus loves me, and therefore I love you. That's what they do. And all the different packaging. Then they go in certain other village, they saw tall coconut tree. They say, oh, you got few coconut tree in your backyard. What do you do with them? They say, oh, we just let it drop and, you know. They say, we can buy it for you. So they buy and they make oil there on the side all by themselves. And I've been to their house. It's only a small house. And they just do that because they like, we want to influence the community. Not just speak the word of Jesus, they do that, but they show what Christ can do if they come into their life. You know, so they have tapioca powder. I love this couple. I don't know why they do this. I said, peace is not like that. They said, no, no. In Lombok, peace is like that. I like, okay. Sasak people are unrich people. All right? I know somewhere in your Western mission book, Sasak people is identified as one of those unrich people in the world. So the rich are Sasak people. Most Sasak people are not Muslim. They are animistic. Next picture, please. Ah, I went there. This is their hospitality. This is a Hindu village. Again, Adi is there. Yossi is taking picture. So the lady on your left, on my left. All right, you know, she is only 60. 60. Meme. And she cooked for us. And you know what? Hospitality there is just, I'm a stranger. They just cooked some meal for me, the lady behind. And how they got saved was one of her son was very sick. And Adi and Yossi heard about it. They said, hey, can we help you? They start bringing food first. And then they pray for him. Guess what? He got healed. He got healed. And then Mehmet was like, oh, my son got healed. I want to believe in your God. So they share. So their village, about three family got saved. Like I say, the lady behind and the young one. Beautiful how they influence the community. Next one, please. All right, this is Lombok. This is another village. All right, Sasak people too. So they're like, okay, what's the need here? And they got some money. They built a child care center. That's how they influence. And they help them learn English, but it's all through the Bible and worship song. You can see a few of the ladies with their hijab there. So what the ladies normally, when they hit puberty, that's where they cover their head and all that. The men, yeah, men doesn't do anything. But women have to cover everything and all that. So some of the young ones. So that's what they do too. They plonk themselves in the middle of Muslim. And then I heard they also build a mosque for Muslim convert. They call the mosque for Prophet Jesus. So the Muslim convert go there and pray to Jesus. Because they're very smart. Because they don't get them to take off their hijab because they will persecuted. So they say it's still culturally Muslim, but pray to Jesus. Next one, please. Very effective. Then I get a chance to go to Palu. So let me tell you my friends in Palu. This one is a Pentecostal church. When I was there, because, you know, Vineyard, how we don't, like, I'm the superstar, I just asked the young ones to sit down and wait on the Holy Spirit. They never done that before. Some of the girls start seeing angels. Some of them, as you can see, not too good picture. They were crying. They were bowing down. But they were seeing angels by just sitting and waiting on the Lord. Because they thought, I have to pray for them to get this. And then, you know, this is according to the pastor. The weekend was like revival. I did the same thing with the morning service. They like, pastor is like, come, get them up so you can pray for them. I said, no, I don't need to pray for them. We're just going to wait on the Holy Spirit. And I broke up, you know, like how you all broke up in three groups. I broke up in three or four. I said, pray for each other. So this church was going for 35 years. Never done that before. I like, good. I like to, you know, do new things. So I say, you got the same Holy Spirit as me, pray. And then the Holy Spirit came again in a manifested way. We know Holy Spirit come all the time. But they were shaking, they were crying. So that's what the pastor say was revival. Palu is a beautiful place. It's different from Lombok. Unfortunately, the distance was so long. 3 planes, 2 transit. So I get up 6 a.m., get there 10:30 p.m. Yeah, oh, so tired. But it's worth it. You get to meet the people, you get encouragement. Next one, please. This is my hero, Jim Yos. Jim Yos is 69-year-old. He still ride a Harley Davidson because he's from California, was saved in the Jesus movement in the 20s, went to New Guinea. He is so good in preaching the gospel. He's the one like, nah, I'm not going to go there. I want to go where there's no gospel being preached. You go to Muslim village, you go to prostitute, you go to gangster. 69, and he's gone through lots of malaria accident and all that. But just love God, how he reincarnate himself in a society, community. It's just amazing. He's the one that whatever you preach, whatever you share, have to be simple. Then it can be multiplied. Then the other guy is Evan. Evan is the son of the Pentecostal church, got about 200 all set up, but he doesn't want to take over. That's my time. Can we do Indonesian time? Stretch a bit, yeah? Boleh? Oh, Pastor Maria said yes. Okay, 5 more minutes, then we'll finish. So I'm meeting all these people who just love God, who doesn't want to do Christian stuff the old way. So Evan is going like 6-8 hours. All right? He's the one supposed to be taking over from his parents, who is about 70. You know, still wear tie in the hot, weather. 37, they're wearing tie, like. So that's Evans, that's Jim. Let me just quickly share with Jim's philosophy in reaching out. It's basically whatever, wherever. He only used the Bible, all right? He doesn't read other people's book or other method. And then he just like, Holy Spirit, what do you want me to do? And then he would just do it. All right, next one, please. Yeah, that's his guy. The iPod is kind of old, you know, iPod. But that's his philosophy. As you go, wherever you go, preach the kingdom of heaven is at hand. That's what you do, wherever you go. He will influence the community. It's just not one or two. He will, like, get around the gangster, and the gangster, like, hey, you know something that we don't know. Can you, you know, so this is a true story. You get all the gangster leaders together, and the leader of the leader say, hey, can you just teach us how to be better men? You're like, yeah, I can do that. You know, and then you go to the prostitute, the pimp, or the, I don't know what you call people who control the prostitute. And they're like, I think there's some darkness here. This is so funny. I think there's some darkness here because we're not getting enough money. So one of the prostitutes got saved. He said, I know someone who know how to bring light to things like this. So Jim Yos like, yeah, haven't done it before. Let's go. That's the kind of thing he do, you know. And then he teach people who get saved to really disciple making very quickly. Within 6 weeks, he say. Within 6 weeks. So he say, you know, if you go too long, they don't lean on the Holy Spirit. So I know in Western church, not criticizing, you know, I'm from Indonesia. Like we have to go through 3 years, 5 years, then we're like, oh, you are minister of God. He say, we don't have that opportunity. 6 weeks, get them to love Jesus, get them to listen to the Holy Spirit, get them to know the story, tell the story. That's it. That's witnessing. And they do it again and again. All community. If you read Jim Yost, he was in New Guinea for 20 years. He got people writing new songs. Breakdancer, those reggae, not reggae. What's the 10 cents or MI? You know? Yeah, rap. Ellie is into it. Rap, yeah. You know, rap gangster, you know? And they were doing it. All right? Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse leper, cast out demons. So his principle is freely you receive, freely give. Whatever portion, just give it away. So one of the things he teaches disciples is within 48 hours, if you hear the Holy Spirit saying something to you, do it within 48 hours. So they keep everything short. You know, so it's just insane evangelism, just witnessing, you know. And he say, how good it is when a young Christian gets saved, that's the best language. They don't have all the churchy stuff. They still got a rap dance, you know, break dance, whatever language. They just speak it and swear in Jesus' name. But it all works, you know, and just the passion for the lost. You know, we have so much. Same thing with Indonesian church. We have so much. But the lost, they are lost. They are least. So they are the one that we need to go to the community to influence. And then obedient this discipleship. Discovery, Bible learning, that's hard to do within a few seconds, but it's basically to act out, you know, like Jesus one day wanted to go across, you know, they will act it out. As they act it out, they somehow bring it in, you know, show and tell. And so that's how they get the scripture. So thank you for your time. I give you blessing from Indonesia. Allah berkati. So I pass you to Pastor Maria. Thank you.
Well, let's give it up for our Indonesian visitor. Thank you so much. It's been so enlightening. And I really like the insane evangelism. That sounds awesome. I think we've got a lot to learn from our Indonesian friend here. So I hope you come again. I think that means yes. The worship team, if they could come up, please, that'd be great. We're going to sing just some more worship, and let's just really invite the Holy Spirit in. We don't want to presume, you know, what God wants to do or say to us, but God wants us to have His heart. And, you know, as Toe's been sharing about really how easy it can be to share our faith with others and to see new life come in someone else's life, and that's God's heart. It's beautiful. So